This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Media English from BBC Learning English.
Football songs or chants are mysterious. It's never clear exactly how they begin, but it is obvious when they stop. The sound of silence has been bothering Manchester United. Their manager, Jose Mourinho, recently described the Old Trafford crowd as quiet. Now United are considering ways to stimulate the atmosphere, with a full update promised in May. A kind of cheerleader with a loud hailer to conduct the crowd is one idea set to be presented to fans. A more radical but apparently less likely option is to hand out lyric sheets to supporters when they enter the stadium. Some songs can be witty, honed specifically to celebrate a certain player or moment in a club's history. Others rely more on a hypnotic repetition of syllables, United, for example. The decline in singing may be explained by changing demographics in football attendance, older supporters, more expensive tickets, or by stadium design. All-seater arenas may discourage the instinct to stand up and sing. But the balance is also important. Under Jose Mourinho, Manchester United have been playing functional but unspectacular football. So, do the fans inspire the players, or is it the other way round?
Media English from bbclearningenglish.com.